Tonight is the yard site, Yud Shvat, of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok, Tzchusa Yogin Aleinu. Rav Aaron of Belz said about him that he was the Rashka Bahag in the Sivas Nefesh, Sivas Nefesh in Russia, Sivas Nefesh here in America, one of the pioneers of Torah in America. This week is Shabbos Shira. And normally, Shabbos Shira falls out in the vicinity of Tu B'Shvat. This year it's a little earlier. And we're still in the first half of Shvat, the half of that is associated with Midas HaDin, as mentioned, the combination of Hashem's name, Homer Yemirenu V'Hoyahu, the first half is Hey Yud, which is Hashem's name backwards. Second half is Vav Kei, which is straight, because beginning with the second half of the month, Tu B'Shvat, Chamisha Aser B'Shvat, is Hamtakas Hadinim. The Midas Hadin is sweetened, and from then on there are only Yemei Aliyah. This parsha is sort of bittersweet. On the one hand, it's the Hashlama of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Vayar Yisrael Es Mitzrayim, Meis Al Sfas Hayom, Vayosha Hashem Vayoyim Hahu Es Yisrael Miad Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is gone. Yet, in the parsha, we have Sveikas and Amuna. We know that there were the four kitos, the four groups that Klal Yisrael was split into the four kitos. The Medrash says one said, "Let's go back to Mitzrayim." The fact that there was even one cat that said, "Let's go back to Mitzrayim," tells us that the Amuna was not Bishleimus. There are those that said, "Let's fight." There are those that said, "Let's daven." There are those, according to one pshat, that said, "Let's jump into the sea to commit suicide." It wasn't like as if they were, not because of Mesiras Nefesh, just Nipoliam. What could we do? Just, we'll die here. So there were four kitos, and these kitos, the way the Medrash talks about them, none of them were Mechavein El Ha'emes. None of them had the right attitude until Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, now is not a time to daven even, not even to fight. Hashem Yilachem Lachem. Certainly not to go back to Mitzrayim, but rather Dabar al Bnei Yisrael v'Yisau, which means Mesiras Nefesh, total emuna, even though it doesn't look like there's any way out. As the Medrash says on the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Yainosi b'chag ve'hasela, the bird, the Yaina, is being chased by the hawk, and then he enters the crevice of the mountain, thinking he's safe, and then he encounters the snake. So what does he do now? To go out, he'll be killed by the hawk. To stay, he'll be eaten by the snake. Yoinosi b'chag ve'asel, hashmini es koylech. The Yoina cries out to Hashem. Of course, Klal Yisrael are compared to the Yoina. They're surrounded now by all sides. Mitzriim in back, Yamsuf in the front, mountains on the side, there's nowhere to go. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. We see this too at the beginning of the parasha. Vayi b'shalach paro yasa'om. It says, V'loi nochem elikim derech eretz pelishtim ki koroiv hu. Hashem does not take them the short cut, the way out to go to Eretz Yisrael would be to go straight through the land of the pelishtim, but Hashem doesn't take them in that way. Instead, he circumvents. Ki omer elikim pen yinochem ha'om b'roisa melchama v'shavu mitzroim. Hashem is afraid that they shouldn't pass through the land of the Pelishtim. As Sfarim say, the Pelishtim were very similar to the Mitzriim. The Pelishtim were leitzonim. The Pelishtim were known for leitzonis, for mockery. Pasuk in Mishlei, and a Medrash in Tehillim, where the Pasuk says, uv'moishav leitzim lo yoshav elu Pelishtim. David HaMelech says, Ashrei Yoish HaShel Holach Betzatz Rishoyim Uvederech HaToyim Loi Omod Uvemoshav Leitzim Lo Yoshav. Says the Medrash, Moshav Leitzim, that's the Pelishtim. We see Rashi tells us in Parshas Toldos, Leitzonei Hador Hoyoimrim Me'avimelech Nisabra Sor. Who were the Leitzonei Hador? Who were the scoffers? Who were the mockers of the generation? The comedians? The ones who made fun of everything? They were the Pelishtim. And Hashem is afraid to guide the Jewish people, have them travel through the Pelishtim, because Pelishtim are similar to the Mitzriim. We see in Parshas Noach that the Pelishtim were the offspring of pasuk says here, when it talks about the Bnei Cham, Bnei Knaan, Pelishtim Yotzel Misham Kaftoirim, that the Pelishtim and the Mitzriim are often the same breed. Umitzrayim Yolad Es Ludim V'yas Anomim V'yas Lahavim V'yas Naftuchim Asher Yotzel Misham Pelishtim. Rashi tells us from both came the Pelishtim. They were Machlifim Nishkav Nishvuseim Eilu V'Eilu V'yotzel Mehem Pelishtim. So Pelishtim and Mitzrayim, they were all Mezana, and that's where the Pelishtim come from. So the Pelishtim are offshoots of the Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, the Klipa of Mitzrayim is Heipach Emunah. The Klipa of Mitzrayim is Latzonis. Paroi makes a joke out of all the Makois. Paroi makes a joke. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekoiloi. That's why Hashem, Mi Tekeneged Mida, Es Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim. Rashi says in the previous parasha, Sichakti, Hashem makes a joke, a mockery out of Paroi. But why is Hashem afraid to have Klal Yisrael pass through the land of the Pelishtim? They left Mitzrayim. What's the problem? The problem is they just left Mitzrayim. They have not yet truly and completely removed the Tumah of Mitzrayim from themselves, and therefore if they're going to go through the land of the Pelishtim, there's a fear that they're going to want to go back. Like an addict, even if he's no longer, his addiction, it has been corrected somewhat. Certainly we don't tell the addict to be in the same room or to be in the environment that he was before where it's possible for him to fall back into his addiction, whether it's a smoker, whether it's a drug addict, whether it's an alcoholic. So Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, they were part of the Tumah of Mitzrayim. They were sort of addicted to the Tumah of Mitzrayim. They got out, but it's still in their system. And Hashem is afraid to have them pass through the land of the Pelishtim, the Pelishtim, the late Sonim. We know that Amalek is known as the Leitz. This the Medrash says at the beginning of next week's parasha, where it talks about Yisrael, how Yisrael removes himself from the Amalekim, even though he lived in the vicinity of the Amalekim. And the Medrash there quotes the pasuk Leitz Taka Pesi. Leitz is Amalek. Amalek was a Leitz. Asher Korcha Baderech, as we read at the end of the parasha, that Amalek instilled in Klal Yisrael Krirus, Mikra, Litzonis. Everything is just a coincidence. And he made a mockery out of all the Nisim, all the miracles that Klal Yisrael encountered. Amalek makes a mockery out of it and says it's all a coincidence, it's a chance. Asher Korcha Baderech Krirus Mikra. So the Pelishtim and the Amalekim and the Mitzriim are all really of the same cloth. All of them are Leitzonim, which Leitzonis is the opposite of Emunah. Now, every parasha we know has a siman of how many psukim the parasha has. So the siman to remember how many psukim parashas Bishalach has is the words Yad Emunah. Yad Emunah equal to 116, which is how many psukim there are in this parasha, 116. What does Yad Emunah have to do with Bishalach? Literally, because of the pasuk Vayehi Yodav Emunah Ad Boy Hashamesh. It says Yodav Emunah. L'cha'ira, Emunah has nothing to do with Yad. Emunah is in the mind, in the heart. Emunah is an emotion, it's a feeling, it's a deya, it's not an action. What does Yad Emunah mean? Rashi says it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was with his hands stretched out in prayer. Yodav prusais hashamayim b'tfilin emanu nechayna, during the war of Amalek. So this parasha, on the one hand, it's the sort of the completion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yet we find Klal Yisrael split into different groups. Their Emunah is not complete yet. The Horaya, that Amalek comes. When Amalek comes, it's because they had Sveikus in Emunah. You do Amalek is Begamatria Sofek. When there are Sveikus, that's when Amalek comes. What's the Sofek? We find right here, even after they were given the mun and water to drink, yet Moshe Rabbeinu calls the name of the place Masa Umeriva, Al Riv Bnei Yisrael V'Al Naso Somes Hashem Hayesh Hashem Leimor Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Im Oyim Yesh Ayin. There was a suffix here. Is Hashem among us or not? And Rashi brings the Chazal here. You have a suffix, so now the dog will come and bite you. Rashi brings a mushal here, but person that had a son on his shoulders and he's taking him and giving him whatever he wants, and then the son asks, "Where's my father?" And the father says, "I give you everything. You ask me where I am." So he throws him off and then the dog comes and bites him. And the nimshal is, Hashem says, I gave you the man, I gave you the water, I split the yamsum, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and you have a question, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imoyim. Yesh ayin, these two words, yesh ayin, tell us the svarim, the oisius hishiani. Hanochos hishiani va'oichel, says Chava, to Hashem, who says to Adam Arishon, to Chava, why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? And the Chava says, Hanochos hishiani. Hishiani literally means seduced me, convinced me. So the Svarim say the Nochash HaKadmoni instills in Adam and Chava sfeikos, doubts, hisiani, yesh, and the word hisiani is yesh ayin, hayesh ayin. When there are sfeikos in Amunah, then Amalek comes. When our Amunah is strong, Amalek falls away. And how do we know if our Amunah is strong? Many people say they believe, but true belief is only when it leads to action. When the Amunah leads to Maisa B'Poyel, the Mesiras Nefesh, then we know that it's real Amunah. Standing by the Yamsuf, one can cry out, I believe, but until one actually jumps into the Yamsuf, his Amunah is not real. That's why the ones that, the true Maiminim in this week's Parsha, the true Bali Mesiras Nefesh in this week's Parsha, are those who jumped into the Yamsuf. And there's a Machlokes in the Medrash, if it was Yehuda or Binyamin, was it Shevet Yehuda? Was it Shevet Binyamin? Was it Nachshon Ben Aminadav? Represent the Shevet Yehuda. And because he jumps in, that's why Shevet Yehuda is Zoyche. That Yehuda is the Melech. Yehuda sacrifices first during the Chanukas HaMishkam. Vayar Yisrael es Hayod HaGedoyla Vayaminu BaHashem uVemoshe Avdoi. Here it says they believed. And then they say Shira. Emunah leads to Shira. When there's Emunah, there's Shira. And Emunah, therefore, is not enough. It's not enough to keep it in. It has to come out b'dibur. When one truly believes, when one truly thanks Hashem, it can't stay inside. A person could just not lie down or sit back and just thank Hashem in his mind. There's a chiyuv lehoidais ulahalel b'peh. There's a chiyuv for a person to have to thank Hashem verbally, saying Shira, saying Hallel, Shira is v'sishbacha, is p'sukei de zimra, bracha is that we make before and after we eat, asheyatzar, all these have to be expressed verbally. All of them are expressions of Emunah, which is what Tefillah is all about. Tefillah, the more one davens, that shows how he believes. The more one believes, the more one davens. The more one davens, the more one believes. In Mitzrayim, they couldn't daven. Says in Mitzrayim, the Dibur was in Golus. In Mitzrayim, they weren't able to. Before I speak about this, Sfasemus and others, Sfasemus, his Yartzeit was this week, Heishvat, Sfasemus speaks a lot about that in Mitzrayim, they weren't able to open their mouths, they weren't able to daven to Hashem. But that's why Lashomuel Moshe because the Ruach Me'avay the Kosh, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu about himself needs an arouse for saying he can't talk, because Klal Yisrael can't, I can't, I represent them, I can't talk. So the Dibur was in Golus, Onus Al Pi Adibur. Here, they're able to say Shira, here they're able to express themselves, as the Gemara in Saita, the Medrash says, that all of Klal Yisrael that was standing by the Yamsif suddenly developed Ruach HaKodesh, they were enveloped with Ruach HaKodesh. And they all said Shira together, without practice. There was no choir practice before this. But together in unison, according to one opinion in the Medrash, some say it was like Hallel, some Moshe Rabbeinu said one stanza and they would answer one phrase. Some say it was like Kekarin Es Shema. And the other day is that all together they said Shira, Ruach HaKodesh that enveloped them. They came to the Darga of Emunah that Hashem wanted them to reach. But this Darga of Emunah wasn't necessarily on their own. They didn't really work on it. That's why they still needed the Yemei HaSfira, they still needed Achilas HaMon, which, as we see in the Pasuk, it says when they saw the Mon for the first time, they said, Mon Hu. Mon Hu is Isis Amunah. The Mon instilled, gave them the Amunah and the Betochen, the Amunah and the Betochen that Parnosa is Min HaShamayim. This week's parasha, besides being Shabbos Shira, the parasha of Az Yashir, the parasha of the Mon, parasha of Amalek, we know this parasha is always read in Chodesh Shvat. Shvat is the chaydish of Parnasa, as the Bnei Yisoscha says, it's a chaydish that's mesugal to be mispal of a Parnasa. The chaydish of Osher, may Osher shmeina lachmoy, shmeina is bigamatria Parnasa. There's a skula to say the parsha of the mon every day for Parnasa. Or the skula known, even though it's a little late now, from Reb Mendel Arimanov, on Tuesday of the week of Parshas Peshalach, to say the parsha of the mon, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. But the Svarim say about saying Parshas Haman every day, the Mechaba brings it in Shulchan Aruch. It's a skula for Parnasa. It's a known skula too to say Kabench, to say Birchas Hamozain with Kavana, Mila B'Mila. Is also a school of the Parnasa, and that began in this parasha because Moshe Rabbeinu established the bracha of Birchas Hamazon, the first bracha of benching, as a result of the mon. When the mon came down, Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken in the bracha of Hazon. Hazon Hazoylem Kulay, where in this bracha we say Meitiv La Koil Meichin Mazon the Chol B'Yosef Hashabur Baruch Ato Hashem Hazon Es HaKoil. The diuk is Koil. Shvat is the chaydish, as we mentioned previously, of Shoivavim. Shoivavim is always in Shvat. The entire Shvat is Shoivavim. Part of Teve, sometimes part of Adar, but the entire Shvat is the chaydish of Shoivavim. Tikun Shoivavim is Toloy in Amuna. As in Lukut Maran, he's Mayrach. Brisoy Amuna, we find that the word Bris and the word Amuna and Tanakh mentioned together, that Amuna is totally in Bris. Bris brings to Amuna. Because Pagam, the Pagam leads to Sfeikus in Amuna. That's why Amalek, concerning Amalek, is Asher Korcha Baderech. He was Metamadem with Keri, Keri, Begematria Shoivav, which is the Shoirish of the word Shoivavim. Now we come to the fourth week, the completion of the fourth week of Shoivavim. The root of the word is really Shinvav Beis Beis, Shmois Va'era Boy Bezalach, Shoivav. The gematria kufreish yud asher, which is asher korcha baderech, asher korcha is the gematria zuhamas hanochash. What the svarim say, it all started with the impurities of the nochash hakadmaini. Hanochash hishiani va'oichel. Hishiani, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, bon nochash al chave, was an act of znus. Hishiani eloshen nisuin. Hisiani ba nochash al chava v'hitul ba zuhama. So the Gemara uses the word zuhama, which is impurities. The zuhamas hanochash, which is sveikus, that leads to sveikus. V'leisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Minus and znus go together. When there's minus, there's znus. When there's znus, there's minus. There's sveikus in amuna. So the nochash is the first one to instill sveikus in amuna. Hisiani, as we mentioned before, the oisius hayesh ayin. Is he here or not? We have sveikus, which was an act of znus, bo nochash al chav v'hitul bazuhama, which later enters Adam Arishon, and as a result, Adam for 130 years, it says, was without an isha, and he was moiled zera, because of that was the need for Golus Mitzrayim, as the Svarim say, to be mesakein, the carry of Adam Arishon. So it all starts with the Zuhamas HaNochash, and it continues in Mitzrayim, and it continues with Amalek, Asher Korcha, Begematria, Zuhamas HaNochash, Ad Hayoim Hazeh Mamash. Right now, our situation is a situation of Parshas Beshalach. Because on the one hand, we are now in the era of Geula. It's clear that we are now, perhaps not the Aschalt of the Geula yet, not the actual Geula, but the signs of the Geula are here. We're certainly in the Geula process is taking place. We see what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, what's going on with Iran, the Kibbutz Golias of Eden and Eretz Yisrael in recent years. All of this are signs how imminent the Geula is. There are many, many returning to Amunah, tremendous surge in Amunah among Klal Yisrael, but at the same time there are a lot of Sfeikas, at the same time there's a lot of Asher Korcha, at the same time we have the Nisyonis of our Doer, the Nisyonis, the same as the Rishonim said, that before Mashiach it will be just like the Dor HaMabul, Kepshutai, Mamash, we see today literally with all the technology and with all the Chochma, yet the Minus, atheists, the fact that there are so many atheists, and there's even a movement today, you would think that they would be quiet about it. And the Minus and the Znus that we see today in our time is like we see here in this parasha. At the same time that Hashem is taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, bringing them to Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim is the Hepech of Mitzrayim. By Aminu Ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdai is Begematria Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Emunah. Pasuk says concerning Yerushalayim, Layavai Bach Oid Orel V'Tomei. One who is Tomei, one who is an Orel, Beruchnius, Begashmius, doesn't belong in Yerushalayim. One who still has not yet removed the Tumah of Mitzrayim from himself cannot enter Yerushalayim. Mitzrayim and Yerushalayim are Stira. Mitzrayim and Yerushalayim are Hafachim. The only way to get to Yerushalayim is by leaving Mitzrayim. Letzonis. It's interesting, we know what the Arizal tells us, that Nochash is Begematria Mashiach. The Nochash is the first to instill Sveikus in Amunah, Nochash Shisiani, and Bo Nochash Al Chav V'Hitol Bazuhama, yet Nochash is Begematria Mashiach. Says the Arizal that when you have two opposites, the Gematria, even though the Gematria is the same, the idea is that the Moshiach is the Hepech of Nochash. Moshiach is going to be Mesakein all the impurities of the Nochash. When Moshiach comes, V'hoya Emuna Ezar Chalotzov. Moshiach is the epitome of Emuna. Moshiach is the epitome of Mesiras Nefesh, the Shar Hanun of Bina, the Shar Hanun of Kedusha, the Hepech of the Shar Hanun of Tumah, Letzonis. Letzonis is Begematria Yerushalayim. Just like Nochash is Begematria Mashiach, Yerushalayim is the city of Emunah. Meaning that during the weeks of Shoivavim, one has to intensify his Emunah, learn about Inyanei Emunah, learn about Emunah, because Emunah leads to Yira, which Yira of course protects one and helps one be Mesakeh and Tikkun Shoivavim. Like we read here, Vayiru Ha'omes Hashem, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem V'Moshe Avdoi. Yira, Emunah, go together. So in the same parasha, where the parasha is surrounded by Tumah, that starts with Plishtim, Vayivayi B'Shalach Paroi Yisom, V'Leinoch Melekim Derech Eretz Plishtim. It ends with Vayovay Amolek Hashakarch HaBaderech. In the middle of the parasha you have Kriyas Yamsuf, in the middle of the parasha you have the Mon. But Klal Yisrael weren't really ready for this. Hashem brought a tremendous ha'orah of Emunah to Klal Yisrael to enable them on their own afterwards to be able to work on it on their own. But we see they're not ready. We see that they were still in Refidim Sharafu Yedeim and Atayr, which is why Amalek came. Vayovay Amalek, Vayelachim in Yisrael beRefidim. After the question of Hayesh Hashem beKirbeinu Imoyim, Sveikus in Emunah. In this parasha, that the simon of the parasha is Yad Emunah. This is the parasha of Emunah, yet there are Sveikus in Emunah. Adarabba, that's Hiyanoi Senes. The fact that Klal Yisrael reached such a high level of Emunah, the fact that what was required of them now was Emunah, is why the Satan was Mizgaber Dafka in the Inyan of Emunah more than ever. Dafka in this parasha, where they're holding Ot by Har Sinai, just like in our generation, where we're holding Ot right before Giloi Moshiach, there are so many Sveikas in Emunah. There's so many Nesyoinis to be Mizgaber over. Because the Satan knows what's going to bring the final revelation. The Satan is trying to be ma'akev, like here to Amalek, Dafka, Mitzayschem Mitzrayim, on their way out of Mitzrayim, on their way out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim and Pelishtim, Litzonus, and all that doesn't let them be misakev themselves, comes Amalek and tries to make it even worse, and tries to prevent them from getting to Har Sinai, which is our door. This is our generation. Our generation that saw so many Nisim Gluyim, so many Nisim in recent years, since the Holocaust, so many Nisim Gluyim, yet, at the same time, so many falling away, so many, at the same time, so many coming back. It's a Irvuv, it's a door of Irvuv, it's a door Shakulei Zakai and a door Shakulei Chayiv at the same time, as many tzaddikim said. The Gemara says that Ein Ben David Bo Ela B'Dorsha Kulei Chayiv, one man the Yama, the other man the Yama, Dorsha Kulei Zakai. How can they both be true? Because it's both true. Everyone's Chayiv a little, everyone's Zakai. There's a tremendous surge in Emunah among Klal Yisrael, and we see the opposite as well. There's tremendous Nesiyon, there's many falling, but on the other hand, there are so many that are Bali Mesiras Nefesh. so many Balei Mesiras Nefesh in our generation, many, many Nachshon Den Ami Nadavs, many who are passing the test and who are strengthening their Amunah. Shabbos Shira is always in Shoivavim, because the Tikkun of Shoivavim is also what we call the Tikkun of Bris HaLashon. Bris HaLashon goes together, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, Bris HaLashon Mechuvan Keneged Bris HaMo'er. Peh and Mila go together. Mila Begematria Peh. Peh Begematria Mila, as the Svarim say. The Nochash was the first to speak Lashon Hara. In fact, one who speaks Lashon Hara is compared to a Nochash, as Chazal tell us. Paroi is Pera, that's Lashon Hara. Haman says, Lekha b'yada lishna bisha ka Haman, as we know this week, starting Tu B'Shvat, starts the 30 days before Purim. The kriya of the last 9 psukim of Parshas B'Shalach is already the kriya of Purim. This parsha is Shvi Shal Pesach and Purim. Kriya is Ma'ira Dizman, as we mentioned last week. Whenever we read about a Yom Tif, a Kriya that's read at a different time, it's like as if that time is visiting us. So it's basically, this Shabbos is like Shvi Shal Pesach and Purim at the same time, because this Shabbos is the Kriya of Shvi Shal Pesach and the Kriya of Purim. Shvi Shal Pesach is the Hashlama of Pesach. When they left Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was still alive. But by the Yam, by Shvi Shal Pesach, by Yah Yisrael, is Mitzrayim Meis. When Mitzrayim dies, by Aminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. And Amunah is the Shah Hanun. That's what we were zeichet to on Purim. Purim is the Shah Hanun. Yasu Eitz Gavoya Hamishim Amma, as the Maral, and all the Svarim that speak on Purim, talk about Haman. Just like the Nachash, just like Amalek, Haman is a descendant of Amalek. Haman is trying to instill Sveikus and Amun and Klal Yisrael. And Purim is Adal Yoda, which the holding of Adal Yoda is higher than Das, which is Amuna. So Shvi Shal Pesach and Purim, there's a connection between Shvi Shal Pesach and Purim. The Madrega that they reached, Shvi Shal Pesach, by Aminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avda, is the Daga that they reached on Purim of Adal Yoda. Amuna is Lamailam and Adas. This Shabbos takes us from the first half of Shvat, the half that is still under the domain of the Midas Adin, the first half which is still connected to Teves, to the second half, beginning with Chamisha Osa, where there's Hamtokas Hadinim. And that's why right after the Shira, which the Shira is the Tikkun for the Bris HaLashon, for the Pagam HaLashon, now we're able to say Shira. Shira is Emunah, the open display of Emunah, where one is able to sing and praise and thank Hashem, which is Tikkun HaPeh at the same time as well. One is able to sing and use his mouth and speak and sing. Right afterwards, as the Pasuk, Vayoyrehu Hashem Eitz, Vayimtaku Hamoyim, the waters sweetened. The only time in Chumash where you have the word with the Shoyresh of Hamtaka, Matok, sweet. Vayimtaku Hamoyim, Hamtakas Hadinim. Hamtakas Hadinim begin on Tu B'Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, Hamtokas Hadinim start Tu B'Shvat. That's when the Midas Hadin is Nishapech to Midas Harachamim, and the Smoil becomes Yemin. Till now, we were under the effect of Smoil. Teves was Smoil. Teves Begematria is Smoil. Ner Chanukah is Smoil. Starting Tu B'Shvat, we switch from Smoil to Yemin. Getting ready for Purim, which is the Yom Tov of Mordechai, Ish Yemini. Purim is B'Yemin. It's Netzach. As we read in this week's parasha, Yemincha Hashem Nedori Bakoyach, Yemincha Hashem Tiratz Oyev. Says Rashi, why does it say Yemin twice? Because when Yidin do Ritzoin Shel Mokoyim, Hasmoel Naasis Yemin. Kishe Yisrael Oisnet Ritzoin Shel Mokoyim, Hasmoel Naasis Yemin. This is the week when Smoel is going to be Nishapech to Yemin. Homer Yemirenu V'Hoyahu. This is the week, starting Tu B'Shvat, where the left becomes right. The smoil turns to Yemin. The meaning, Din turns to Rachamim. Vayorehu Hashem Eitz. This is the Eitz of Tu B'Shvat. We know that Teves was created with the letter Ayin. Shvat was created with the letter Tzadik. Together is Eitz. That's the Eitz of Tu B'Shvat. The Sraf is Oila Ba'ilon. The sap begins to flow through the tree. Tchias Hamesim of Zman. That's why in this passage we read about Oz Yoshir Moshe Mikan L'Tchias Hamesim in HaTorah. Shira Tchias Hamesim in Zman, Shtchias HaMeisim will be on Pesach, as Chazal tell us. That's why we read on Pesach the Haftorah of Shtchias HaMeisim, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when there's a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. But it starts Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the Hachana to Pesach. Tu B'Shvat is the Hachana to Purim. And Tu B'Shvat is the Hachana to Sukkot. On Tu B'Shvat, one is supposed to be Mispalel for an Esrog. It says that on Tu B'Shvat, when Yisoscha quotes from Kadmayin, and one is supposed to be Mispalel, when he says, Baruch Aleinu was Hashanah Hazois, that he should have an Esrog Mehudar. So on Tu B'Shvat, we're thinking about all the Yomim Tovim. On Tu B'Shvat, we start to prepare for Purim because it's Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Purim, of course, is the Hachana to Pesach. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Tchias HaMeisim, and it starts on Tu B'Shvat, the Tchias HaMeisim of Zman, the Tchias HaMeisim of Mokoyim, Tchias HaMeisim of Mokoyim, on the planet, on Earth, the trees begin to rejuvenate, the Teva begins to rejuvenate, sort of a B'china of Tchias HaMeisim. And on Tu B'Shvat usually falls out on the week of Parshas Yisroi, which is Shabbos Matan Torah, which is Shavuos. And on Tu B'Shvat, we're getting ready for Sukkot because we're davening for an Esroi, and it's also Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilan, so it's connected to Rosh Hashanah as well. It all starts Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the Hachana for all the Yomim Tovim and all the Yemei Aliyah, and the switch from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachim. And since this is the Shabbos before Tu B'Shvat, although it's still the first half, but it's the Shabbos, Shaminei Mizbarach and Kuli Yoimin, including all the days of the upcoming week, which Tu B'Shvat is included. So already on this Shabbos, we feel the Ha'orah of Tu B'Shvat, the Ha'orah of Purim, it's the Kriya of Purim, Pesach, it's the Kriya of Shvi Shal Pesach. Yeminecha Hashem, Nedari Bar Koyach, Yeminecha Hashem, Tiratz Oyev, this smile is now becoming Yemin. Yeminecha Hashem, Nedari Bakoyach, Yeminecha Hashem, Tiratz Oyev, is Begematria, Or Chodosh Al Tzion Toir. That Or Chodosh starts on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the Haskhala of all the Yomim Me'irim, all the uplifting days that are coming after all the difficult times of the Leilei Teves Ha'aruchin that we went through after Chanukah. Now comes the uplifting, now comes the Yemei Aliyah. But right before that, there are Nisyonos, there are difficulties. Right before the Geula, there are tremendous difficulties. And what one has to work on during those times of difficulty is to strengthen the Emunah. The more we strengthen our Emunah, the easier it will be to get through these times, to realize that everything is good, even if it doesn't look that way. Everything is really good. Kol ma'adav rachman al-tav of it. Not only Gamzu lit Teufel, which means it will be good, but even now it's good. Now, a person has to realize, even when he's going through difficult times, and it's Yainais, whether it's in Parnasa, Shidduchim, health, it's all good. It's hard to say. But if you say it, that's the inyan of Emanti Ki Adaber Dafka, it should be Bedibur. If you talk about it, if you say it, if you express it, one is Zaycha to see it. Koil Rina Vishua Vyahole Tzadikim, said Tzadikim, the Belashan of the Pasuk is Koil Rina Vishua. It should be really Yeshua, and then comes Rina. Who sings before the Yeshua? How could you sing before you actually were helped? But Vyahole Tzadikim, it's Koil Rina even before the Yeshua, because they know that it's good. So the Rina comes before the Yeshua. So although there are difficulties in this parasha, it's still called Shabbos Shira. It starts with the words Vayehi. Ein Vayehi Elashan Tsar. There's still Tsar. There's still the fear of the Pelishtim, Amalek. Yet it's Shabbos Shira. A Yid is singing even when Vayavay Amalek. The fact that the whole parsha is called Shabbos Shira, even the part of Vayavay Amalek, even the part of Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Emayin, even the difficult part of the parsha, the four Kitos, yet the whole parsha is called Shabbos Shira. The lesson is to a Yid when he sees difficulties and he experiences difficulties, or even if he sees that there are other Yidden that are falling and he's not able to reach them, because if he's able to reach them, he should reach them. But if he's not able to, and it brings us down when we see what's going on, the Yid has to sing Shabbos Shira. Shira, Emuna, all of this is going to be good. It's good now, we just don't see it. All of this is going to lead to the ultimate Geula. All of this, it's all part of a plan of Hashem. Levilti, Yidach, Mimenu, Nidach, and all of this is Dafka in Chodesh Shvat. Shvat which is the Tikkun of Shaivavim. The Tikkun of Shaivavim is Kiyadua through Tehillim. Tehillim is Shira. Tehillim, which is the Tikkun of Bris HaLashon. Tehillim is Amunah. The whole Tehillim is our words of Amunah and Betachin. Even during difficult times, we know David HaMelech says, Mizmar le David Bevorchet Pnei Avshalom Benoi. The Gemara asks, Mizmar le David Bevorchet Pnei Avshalom Benoi, his son, he had to run away because of his son. As the Gemara says, Koshet Tarbis Rab Saich Beisai Shalodim Yoysam Imulchemes Goigu Magoik. It's worse to have a rebellious child than even the war of Goigu Magoik. And yet, David begins Mizmar Gimel of Tehillim, Mizmar le David Bevorchet Pnei Avshalom Benoi, which means even while he was running away from Avshalom, he was singing. That was the greatness of David HaMelech, which even it says Yaakov Kaviyochel. Yaakov was not on that madrega, sort of. That's why Yaakov lost 33 years of his life, because he complained. He said, Ma'at v'royim hoyu yimei chayai v'loy yisigu yimei shnei chayai avoysai. Baal Turim tells us, because he complained, there are 33 words there. That's why he lost 33 years, and he lived only Kuf Mem Zayin instead of Kuf Pei, like his father. And in Tehillim's Yodua, there are Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoire Tehillim, because the first two are connected, and Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel. So there's really only Kuf Mem Zayin, although it's Kuf Nun. Because David HaMelech was Mesakein, what Yaakov was poigain on his darga, of course, David HaMelech was Mesakein. David gets those 33 years, Kiyodua. David ruled where? In Yerushalayim, those 33 years that were taken away from Yaakov, because of his not singing Shira and complaining. David is singing during the time that he is suffering, so therefore he's zeichet to live those 33 years that were given to him by Yaakov, as the Zayar says. Where does he spend those 33 years? In Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim is the city of Emunah. Yerushalayim is the place where we say Shira. In Mitzrayim we can't say Shira. We have to leave Mitzrayim in order to say Shira. And Hashem brought Yerushalayim to the Yam, so just like he brought the Kedusha of Yerushalayim to Har Sinai, as it says, Har HaMoiria came to Har Sinai, as the Medrash says. So, the name of the parish is Shira. The Shalach is called Shabbos Shira. And the simon to remember how many psukim the parish has is Yad Emuna. Emuna, which leads to Shira, and has to lead to action as well, which is Mesiras Nefesh. That's what helps us be misakin ourselves during the weeks of Shavuot. The Yom, it says, Hayom Ro'a V'ayonois. What did the Yom see? So it says, it saw Aroinoi Shel Yosef HaTzadik. Ma Ro'a Aroinoi Shel Yosef, of whom it says, V'ayonos. Yosef ran away. He had Mesiras Nefesh. He ran even without clothes, according to one pshat. He left the beged in her hand. He wasn't, despite the busha. And then afterwards, Sheba read him and said that it was all from him. Despite the bush of Ayonos, he ran out. Tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, because he had Emunah. He saw Diuknoi Shel Aviv. He had Emunah. He believed this, what's going to happen to him if Chas V'Shalom he falls. So he runs away. Vayonos Hachutza. And as a result, says the Medrash, the Yamsuf split. So the Yamsuf split because of the Mesiras Nefesh of Yosef. That's what brought the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, came because of the Mesiras Nefesh of Yosef HaTzadik. Vayikach Moshe es Atzmois Yosef Imay. Moshe had to take with him the bones of Yosef. It says he took with him the Atzmius of Yosef. He took the essence of the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the Midah of Koil. Yosef is called Koil. Ki Koil Bashamayim V'Oretz. Ki Koil B'Gematria Yosef. It's the klolus of all the, it's the Yosef of Yiddishkeit. And that's Tikkun Shavuavim. That's why in Benchin we say, Azon es ha-koil dafku, meitiv la-koil. The more one is misakin himself in these areas, the easier Parnosa gets. Parnosa, it says, is difficult when one is poigame in Midas HaYisoid. And since Emunah is the skula for Betochen, and Emunah is the Tikkun for Shavuavim, that's why we read this parasha dafke in Chodesh Shvat, in the Chodesh of Tikkun Shavuavim. Osher is the Chodesh of Shvat, says the Pri Tzadik. Osher is the Shiluv of Moshe and Yosef. You add the word Moshe and Yosef together. Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imay. Moshe took Yosef with him. Moshe, Yosef together is Osher. Begamatria Osher. Osher, it says, is the Makos, the Tzach Adash Ba'achav. is Begamatria 501. That's Kamisba Osher. Kol Hamachala Asher Samti v'Mitzrayim Le'osim Alech. This week's parasha. All the sicknesses, Asher Samti, Asher Begamatria, the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, Le'osim Alech, Ki Ani Hashem Ro'ifecha. Tikun Shaivavim is the refuah, as we mentioned last week, the refuah of Klal Yisrael. All the makos together were a refuah for Klal Yisrael. Was a magef, a noguf for the Mitzrayim, refuah for the Yidin, noguf v'rafu. So here we come to the Hashlama of the makos. By Yamsuf, as we know, all the Makkahs were 250 according to one day, as we say, Pesach by night, 500. All the Makkahs, by Yah Yisrael, as Hayod HaGadol. Whatever they saw in Mitzrayim now was Yah. Then it was only Expa, now it was Yah. So here you have all the Makkahs together. There was a tremendous Ha'orah then, at the same time that the Mitzrayim were being plagued with all the Makkahs here by the Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael were every minute getting greater and greater in their Amunah, receiving more and more refuah. Kol amachla asher samti b'mitzrayim le'osim alecha. That Shvat is Osher, Asher. Shvat is the chodesh of Osher. He's the mevaser toiv. Osher, Serach bas Osher. She's the one who told Yaakov that Oid Yosef chai. We see a connection between Osher and Yosef. Serach bas Osher was the one who said that Yosef is still alive. She was also the one that knew the side of the geula. Pakoit pakadati. She's the one who told Klal Yisrael when Moshe Rabbeinu came that he's the true redeemer. Because he said Pakoid Pakarati, which Yosef told Klal Yisrael, that's what the Redeemer is going to say. Pakoid Yifkoid Elohim Eschem, as it says right here. Vayikach Moshe Satzmas Yosef Imoi, Ki Ashbeya Hishbiyas Bnei Yisrael Leimoi, Pakoid Yifkoid. Who was the one who told them that it's Pakoid Yifkoid? Serach Bas Osher. So Osher is therefore the one who's Mevaser Toiv. Toiv is just the Tikkun of Yisoid. Shvat is the Chodesh of Osher, the Shiluv of Moshe and Yosef. Moshe Yosef begematria Osher. And now we come to the fourth week, where the word is already Bishleim. Is the word Shin Vav Beis Beis is Bishleim. It's two more weeks to go till we come to the week of Nasav and Nishma. Nasav and Nishma is Mishpatim. That's of course total Amunah when one believes, when one is totally subservient to the Ratzon Hashem. Yitzias Mitzrayim is begematria Nasav and Nishma, as we mentioned in previous weeks, because that's the goal. The goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to be an Eved Hashem, to be a total Eved Hashem, and to be out of Golus Mitzrayim. And Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Yibeis Avodim. No more Meshubed to the Tumah of Mitzrayim, to the Zuhamas Hanochash. No more Sveikus and Amuna. And we should all be able to say Shira. The Shira starts here. This is the first Shira. There are 10 Shirais altogether. Oz Yoshir Yud. Yud Shirois Yoshir. The Klal Yisrael are going to sing 10 Shirois, beginning with Oz Yoshir Mikandot Chiyas HaMesim. The 10th Shira will be sung together with Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Goyal Rishon Goyal Acharon. When Mashiach will come, it says will be the 10th and final Shira, and from then on, of course, we will only be saying Shira, like the Malachim and Shemayim are constantly saying Shira. There are no Sfeikas. There's a Behirus. There's total Or, only Or, no more Choshech, Vayyoer Es HaLoyle, V'Loy Korav Zel, Zer Kol HaLayle, total separation from Mitzrayim. We should be Zoychetak, to be able to say Shira, and to be able to sing and praise Hashem for the end of the Golas. Not only that, to be able to say Shira, even when we're still in Golas, to be able to say Shira, even when we go through difficult times, to realize that all of it is good, and through our Chizuk and Amun, we'll be Zoychet to Kiyod al Kes Ka Mulchama la Hashem ba'amolek, that Hashem, the shame will be sholem, the kisei will be sholem, and Hashem yimloich le'olam v'od.